Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, it's the Power of Poetics, the DC Poetry Project's open mic call-in show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, Grandma. All right, Granddaddy. Yep. This is the DC Poetry Project show. All right, Cousin Bertha. Okay, let it go now. Let it go. Good evening. This is Michael Anthony Ingram. I'd like to welcome you to the Power of Poetics, the DC Poetry Project's open mic call-in show. Every week where we trip the light fantastic and enjoy poetry throughout the course of the world. So again, I'd like to welcome you. And so what I'd like to do is to start with a piece called Imagination Does Not Exist. And this is by Hafiz. You should come close to me tonight, wayfarer, for I will be celebrating you. Your beauty still causes me madness, keeps the neighbors complaining, when I start shouting in the middle of the night because I can't bear all this joy. I'll be giving birth to sons. I'll be holding forests upside down, gently shaking soft animals from trees and burrows into my lap. What you conceive as imagination does not exist for me. Whatever you can do in a dream or on your mind canvas, my hands can pull alive from my coat pocket. But let's not talk about the divine world tonight. But what is most important to talk about tonight is all about you, and that is Hafiz. I want to thank you for being a part of the Power of Poetics. I'd also like to send a shout-out to the USA Poets in Mexico for tweeting our show being on the air. I really appreciate that. So all those people in Mexico who are thinking about the DC Poetry Project, I say thank you very, very much. So again, let's open up the lines and see if we got any callers. Hold on one moment. Good evening. This is Michael. Are you on the air?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Michael?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
I'm good.
All right. This is Gary. Hold on one more second, Gary. Good evening. This is Michael. You're on the air. Erico 703.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
It's Steve. How are you?
Hello. Hello. How are you tonight? Good to hear you. All right. We got one more person. Hold on. Good evening, it's Michael, area code 858, you're on the air.
Hello, this
Kofi?
Is Kofi, good evening.
Okay, all right.
I'm just going to mute myself.
All right, well, hey, thank you so much. We're always glad to have you here. All right, my friend, thank you. So again, this is our evening, every Wednesday night. So again, this is the Power of Poetics. Who'd like to start with a poem? All right, thanks. Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is Deesh, and the title of this poem is called Freedom. What is freedom, you ask me? Freedom allows you to have freedom of speech. Freedom means the right to be with whoever you want to be. Freedom is equal opportunity. Freedom is equality. It's hard to live authentically in a society that thrives off fear. We're filled with lies and negativity purposely so our true selves don't get to appear. The freedom is in being yourself, letting your soul's essence soar high and bright. The freedom is in loving others, being a being of positive love and light. There's freedom in a purpose-filled life. You have to tap into your greatness within. It's freeing to answer the call of your soul. This is really where the journey begins. Freedom is a wonderful thing, and we should be grateful for the joy that freedom brings.
Oh, wow. Just talk about your inspiration. It's a beautiful piece.
You know, I, in all honesty, I think this was probably around the time where it was a little bit more debate with, you know, the passing of the gay marriage and things like that. So we were just having a lot of different conversations in different groups and at church and talking about freedom and kind of what it means to us. And I pretty much came up with that piece from that.
All right. You know, Gary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you think of freedom? What does freedom mean to you? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what is freedom?
Oh.
Maybe I'm putting you on the spot. I'm sorry.
No, well, I mean, that's a very good question, and one I really, really hadn't just gave a whole lot of thought, but just right off, I mean, and when she was reading that piece, I initially thought about the freedom and the liberty in Christ, you know,
okay.
and being a Christian. There's so many people contribute, you know, the life of a Christian to a hard life and a life abundant so much, but I feel like there's so much freedom and liberty in it. So that was, as she was reading that, that's what I was thinking about. So I would say, you know, just the freedom of just being alive and able to have the free will to do and choice to make choices and to do as you see fit, you know. But I think you need to still have boundaries within that.
Right. I guess for me, as I think about the whole concept of freedom, again, it's hard to put into words because it's just so huge. Because to me, as Gary said, and just as you said, that it encompasses feeling good about who you are, I believe. Feeling comfortable in your own skin, that whatever trials and tribulations that you may experience, there's a place of peace somewhere in your spirit. That, to me, is freedom. When you feel that sense of peace in your spirit that I'm gonna do what I need to do to make it through whatever journey, whatever peril, whatever situation this is. That, to me, is what freedom is. I don't know. I'm just talking out loud. All right. Who'd like to go next? Gary, you're on, my friend.
Okay. I'm going to share this piece. It's called Fresh Air. I heard time flies, and if so, you must be at wings. Nature's romantic love song with natural harmony, the sweetest honey. It's with your enchanted voice, red and bluebirds happily sings. A radiant countenance, that of a mystical African goddess, strolling through an exotic botanical garden. It's with your bright smile that rainbow roses bloom ever so brilliantly. Dipped in a secret Victorian fragrance fit for a queen and draped in sex appeal, oh so appealing. Your stylish style and your cashmere charisma is the embodiment of femininity. Your name could have been Sunday. Warm as the shining sun, you are a stunning ray every day. And able to warm a lonely heart with a delightful personality, pleasant enough to give any day of the week a refreshing jump start. If stars could see, let it be with the sparkling twinkle of your soft, pretty eyes, that they see only the gentleman, the image of God residing deep within me. And just as the whispering winds blows, the ebony locks of your smooth, silky, flowing hair, may I whisper in your diamond-studded ear, thank you for being such an alluring, mint-flavored breath of heavenly air.
Wow. Beautiful, man. Talk about your inspiration, as we always do.
I told you I had been compiling a list of poems, abstract poems that let's give a the persona of a woman, and that was just one I wrote for that catalog that I'm putting together.
All right. Always, you do incredible work. I think we have another call. Hold on 1 second. Area code 860. You're on the air.
Hello, Michael. This is Valerie from Maine.
Hello, Valerie from Maine. How are you?
Good. It's actually in the 80s in Maine.
Yes.
Warm.
Wow. All right. Very nice. I like warm. All right. We're on the air. So, again, what I'd like to do, you know, we kind of go around. I'd like to share a piece by Mark Strand, and it's called Eating Poetry. Runs from the corners of my mouth. There is no happiness like mine. I have been eating poetry. The librarian does not believe what she sees. Her eyes are sad, and she walks with her hands in her dress. The poems are gone. The light is dim. The dogs are on the basement stairs and coming up. Their eyeballs roll. Their blonde legs burn like a brush. The poor librarian begins to stamp her feet and weep. She does not understand. When I get on my knees and lick her hand, she screams. I am a new man. I snarl at her and bark. I romp with joy in the bookish dark. Wow. Eating poetry. Is everyone there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you...
I love that. Right. I love Mark Strand.
Well, tell me why.
He writes really accessible stuff, poems.
Like very accessible poems, yeah. That was, it was pretty plain and clear.
And they did National Poetry Month poster based on that poem that you just read.
Oh, really? Well, what do you think holds this poem together?
I don't know. I'd have to, like, look at it and see, but it sounds like, you know, eating, the theme of eating kind of ties us together, you know?
All right, all right. Anyone else? What holds this piece together? Eating Poetry. It was written in 1968. Well, if nothing else ties it together, let's go around again. Valerie, would you like to recite a piece of poetry?
Yes, I would. This is something I wrote just today because somebody gave me a poetry prompt about a broken bridge. And we have a broken bridge where I live, so this is about that. And I wrote about it, and it's not finished yet, but this is from a poetry prompt of a broken bridge. Further widening of the disconnect between the village and the ridge. Broken bridge. Silver, brown, copper, rusty, green, shaky, only bikes and feet. Road is closed, supposed to go around. Yeah.
You know, Valerie, I always like you to repeat your poetry. It is so deep that I need to hear it twice.
All right. This is from my poem. This is my poem poetry prompt for Broken Bridge. Further widening of the disconnect between the village and the ridge. Broken bridge. Silver, brown, copper, rust. Green, shaky, only bikes and feet. Road is closed, supposed to go around. The end.
Wow. Broken bridge in your city?
There is. Oh, you're being far too generous. I live in a town that has less than 500 people.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
so you know
there's a broken bridge.
You know, that could be a metaphor for so many different things, a broken bridge.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes it could be a metaphor for life, if you feel like
could
you're
be.
Part of a broken bridge. Yes. Dish or Gary, any comments on that, a broken bridge?
Well, I was just grasping, like you just said, that could be so many metaphors for that, you know. Broken bridges.
Yeah.
I thought it was some nice poems.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
what I wanted to share, too, is that thank you so much, Valerie, as always. I mean, you, too, are an incredible artist. That we're experiencing some technical difficulty on the line for whatever reason. So we're winging it tonight, so I want you to hang in there with me. If I sound kind of rushed and rattled, it's just because we're experiencing some technical difficulties, and it's kind of like a broken bridge. You know, you expect
one
thing to go one way. Okay. All right, then. Let me take a little break, and we'll be right back. We are back with the Power of Poetics. I'd like to thank our guests so far for being here. Again, every week we attempt to travel around the world in our minds sometimes to just discuss things and share. What I'd like to do is to play a piece by a young man called Getting Fit.
This last one I called Getting Fit. It's kind of different. But for a while I had it. I was ready to scream. All the clothes I had were busting a seam. My snaps wouldn't snap, my buttons wouldn't button. When I looked at what fit, well, I had next to nothing. I went to a store, but they laughed till they cried. I said, we're big and tall, we're not short and wide. I've tried losing weight, but I never got thin. Every time I looked, I had a new chin. I used to go to a spa, but to me, that's a riot, because every time I leave, I go blow my diet. The scale I have must have busted a screw. It keeps saying, get off, it doesn't hold two. I tried racquetball, but didn't like it one bit. Everywhere that I turned, I kept getting hit. I once did aerobics and I tried lifting weights, but every 5 minutes, well, I needed a break. Give me some McDonald's, give me Burger King. I long for some Hostess or some Krispy Kremes. I want a thick steak with some shrooms on the side. Let's top all up with some Dutch apple pie. Because that's it, I've had it. I will never be flaco. I enjoy my tamales, my frijoles, my tacos. Everything that I eat just tastes so great. I would help with dishes by licking my plate. No diets, no workouts, no more can I bear. You don't like how I look, or I really don't care. Tonight I'll have pizza or maybe Chinese. It really don't matter because I'm easy to please. And as far as my clothes, well, I'm not going to fuss, because from now on, I'm shopping at Tents R Us.
All right. That is Tim Quintana, Getting Fit. All right. Funny piece. So who'd like to go next? Anyway.
I will.
All right, Gary. Thank you.
Yay, Gary!
This piece is called The De-Evolution of a Straight Society. Monkey, ape, probably not. Man, woman, straight, bisexual, gay, lesbian, transgender, one confused Homo sapien race. That's it.
Okay, share the
very
game.
Nice. Oh, sorry, Michael.
That's all right. That's all right.
Hello?
Are you there, Gary? Yes, share it again.
Yeah, I'm here.
Right?
Do what?
Share it again. Share it again.
Oh, okay. The de-evolution of a straight society. Monkey, ape, probably not. Man, woman, straight, bisexual, gay, lesbian, transgender, one confused Homo sapien race.
All right. Talk about your inspiration for that particular piece. What led you?
Well, we was at work. We was talking about Bruce Jenner and we was talking about how confused people are. You know, this, she's a woman. It's a man that changed to a woman. And I said, when if he come out dating a woman that's been a man? I said, how confusing would that be? you know, and we were just talking. I said, man, and I said, it seemed like we just we instead of evolving, we de-evolving, you know. And I sit there and I wrote that right quick, and I shared it with my coworker, and we just started talking about it, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, that view, I mean, if Caitlyn Jenner is confused, maybe she's not. Maybe she's where she needs to be.
Well,
in her own mind.
Maybe he, I ain't going to call it no she is. He Bruce to me. But
all right.
Anyway, I was just saying in general that how, you know, accepting, you know, the people each his own, and they got the right to be where they want to be, change, whatever. But, you know, I'm just saying that it just seems like we're going to end up being one confused human race. You know, ain't nobody going to know who, what, and what's, which, and why, and all that, you know. That's how that is, with all of this stuff going on.
All right. Comments. What are some of your comments, good people, as you heard Gary?
I agree. We are one confused race.
Talk about it, Valerie.
Well, first of all, I love how you were able to sit down, Gary, and make a little poem out of, you know, something you were talking about, something you were thinking about. I love it. I love the succinctness of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. It was a powerful piece. We've got a couple more people online, so hold on 1 second, please. Area code 571, you're on there. Hello? Area code 571. The first letter is 581. Are you there? All right, hold on. One more question.
Hello? Hello. Sorry.
Yes. Area code 571?
Yes.
Okay, and your name is? And your name is?
My name is Penn.
All right, welcome.
Thank you.
Is area code 571 or area code 240?
I'm 571. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you. What is your name, sir?
Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins, okay. And welcome. And then we have area code 240.
My area code is 571.
Henry, the phone
yes.
You're on is 240.
Yes, I know.
240, yes.
My area code is 240. I apologize.
Okay. All right, so whose area code is 571? Well, welcome to the Power Poetics. All right. Welcome to the Power Poetics. This has been like a broken bridge tonight, but we're going to pull it together and say welcome to everyone. Gary, Valerie, Dish, you hanging in there with me?
We're hanging.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with area code 240. Would you like to share a piece of poetry?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, no problem.
Yes. Is there like a time limit or?
Hello?
Well,
is there a
yes,
time
it's
limit?
Usually it's about 3 minutes or so, no longer than that.
All right.
If you have 3 minutes, yes, could be short.
I'll choose one that I like. Sorry. This is called From Every Planet to Every Photon. Can you hear me clearly?
There sounds like a television in the background. From someone?
Oh, sorry. Here's the... Yeah, that's my sister.
Okay. All right,
continue. Yeah, I'll read the poem now. From every photon to every... From every planet to every photon, I'll sing a song of his statue erected in the park that doesn't exist. The song will be accompanied by the bells of the local church, the grand one, almost a cathedral, half sunk into the ground, sobbing in the muteness of the baker, now cold, wandering no more. After I sang my song, I waddled home, vocal cords singing. The bells started singing joyous songs from yesterday, and I leaned back, eating the last ham sandwich the baker made.
Would you tell your sister to turn the TV on? A little bit. Hey, sister, turn the TV down just a little bit. All right.
I don't think that's me. It's silent in here.
All right. That's a lot better. Thank you so much. Would you share that piece one more time?
Yes. I'll do it a little louder. From
okay,
every planet,
thank you. I appreciate that, too.
From every planet to every photon, I will sing a song to a statue erected in the park that doesn't exist. The song will be accompanied by the bells of a local church, the grand one, almost a cathedral, half sunk into the ground, sobbing at the muteness of the baker, now cold, wandering no more. After I sang my song, I waddled home, vocal cords singing. The bells started singing joyous songs from yesterday, and I leaned back, eating a last hand sandwich the baker made.
Okay, Harry, tell us about your inspiration for that piece.
I apologize.
Right. That's cool.
It was kind of a joke piece, but also somewhat, like, what's the word? It's kind of spiritual. It was more, I was on a beach when I wrote it. I just thought of something, and I thought, well, why not write about a dead baker? And, you know, I wrote about a dead baker. I don't exactly remember what motivated me to write about a dead baker, but, yeah, that was pretty much it.
All right. I'm going to put you on mute, Henry, because of the television.
Yeah, I apologize. I don't think that's me.
Okay.
But because it's pretty silent in here for me.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yo, you're more than welcome, sir. You're more than welcome. Thank you so much. I'll start thinking about baking myself, to be quite honest. I wouldn't mind a sleep at this pie right now. All right. Area code 240, would you like to share a piece of poetry? Area code 240 is no longer with us. All right, who like this? Would you like to share a piece of poetry?
I'd share something. Since he wrote about a dead baker, I have started a poem that's very strange.
All right.
It doesn't have a title.
Thought. Let's see. Let's see if Desh wants to go. And
okay.
Then we'll come back to you. All right. Desh, you got another piece?
I do.
All right. Please share. And then back to Valerie.
Oh, no. That's me. I'm Valerie. I'm sorry.
Okay, then we go Desh, then back to Valerie. All right. Okay. Okay, Desh, you're on, young lady.
All right.
Desh, are you there? Hello?
I'm here.
Hello, Gary. Is anybody else there?
There's a lot of stuff going on over there.
Well, I'm still here. Sorry.
Oh. From the computer problems. You
know,
this is like life, that you never know what is going to happen. Murphy's Law always prevails. So, but we'll continue.
Yes.
We've got about 30 more minutes. Okay. Valerie, please recite your piece.
Okay. Since the last poem I heard about was a dead baker, I have a poem about a dead woman. Kind of strange. It doesn't have a title, so this is just something I started. I'm sharing all my poetry scraps tonight with you. I have a thank you note from a dead woman. I live in a dead woman's house. use and abuse her cups and bowls, stomp around her space as if it were my own. Dead.
You had a conversation with a dead woman.
No. This is where
you received a letter from a dead woman.
Yes. I had a thank you note from the woman who talked to my Girl Scout troop. She used to be a Girl Scout way back when. And she wrote a thank you note thanking the troop for coming to visit her. And then she died. But she wrote the thank you note before she died, and I had to give it to the scout leader.
Very powerful piece. Back during that very brief break, my sound engineer said, pull the plug. Because of the computer technical difficulties, it will be very difficult to continue. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us tonight on the Power of Poetics. Again, keep the power. I want to thank you again and have a fantastic week. Thanks to everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Oh. All right.
Good night. Live. From the nation's capital, it's the Power of Poetics, the DC Poetry Project's open mic call-in show.